Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tigers swept over the weekend. This is what it made. This is why it was hard to get fully invested or to fully enjoy what was a hot start. It doesn't make you a bad fan. You're not a hater. We kind of knew the offense was going to lag behind and hurt this team. And John, there's no question about it. This weekend, little buckling from the bullpen went a long way. They lost all three, and now the backslide is on.
Are you willing to reassess your prediction by the end of May?
I mean, I had a winning record.
6 days in. Yeah, and you were, what, 28 and 27? I was 27 and 28.
It was 29, 28, 28, 29. Whatever.
I was one under, you were one over. Yeah. Gov was very bullish.
Yeah, this guy had to win 32 wins at the end of the month.
Because I thought they might start hitting.
Oops.
Might.
See, about how
still
what
a lot
happened.
Of May left.
Right.
Obviously.
And they'll play some bad teams, and they'll beat some bad teams, and they'll be about a 500 baseball team, which is what I thought before the year. And when they started out 5-0 and they, you know, started out hot, people got very excited. I said, you know, sit there and appreciate the wins you do get, because I think they're going to be hard to come by. But I was under no delusions that this team was going to, you know, win the division. And now they sit in fourth place in the American League Central. Their offense ranks 25th in OPS, 25th in slugging, 24th in on base. 14th, 14th, and 13th in the American League. If not for the Chicago White Sox, we would have the worst offense in the American League in our city. They pitch well. Bullpen's very good. Problem is, you can't smoke and mirrors your way over 162 games. This is who they are. They are a team that is going to be about a 500 baseball team. And it's because they didn't do nearly enough to address the offense in the offseason. This was predictable and preventable. And I'll give you a great example of a creative maneuver that a different team made this weekend. Luis Arraez is a two-time batting champion. He was traded from Miami to San Diego for four prospects.
Well, he's got to be 35, right?
No, he's 27 years old. So we're talking prime of your career, two-time batting champ for four prospects, none in the top 100, none at the top of the org chart for either organization. And now Arraez is a Padre. Who's the best hitter in the Tiger infield? That's what I thought. He can play second, he can play first, you could play him at third. I know he's not a great defender. The point is he hits. And he was a four-war player the last two seasons, which would have been the best player on the Tigers. He was available. If you're willing to part with just guys in the farm system. Nobody special, but guys in the farm system. And the answer is no. It's more important that Colt Keith fails and struggles and learns. It's more important that Spencer Torkelson struggles, fails, and learns. It's more important that this team gets the ABs for the young bats than contend. That's a clear edict from this management.
Yeah.
That's how I have viewed this entire season. It's why I refuse to get up and do the party poppers and tell people that everything's going to be great. This is who they are. They're a team that's going to get beat up when they face good teams. They're going to get exposed throughout the season because they can't hit.
And the question is, where does this road lead us? This road is going to lead us to where they currently are right now, a team that right now sits two above 500.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a possibility by the time they get back to Comerica, they're going to be one under 500.
Maybe.
They're going to bounce back and forth throughout the entire year, and they may be four or five above, they may be two or three below, And it's just they're a 500 team that is going to hopefully win some series. They're going to lose some. They're going to get swept some when they play the better teams simply because they don't have the offense. And whether it's St. Louis, if you only give up one run or you're only able to score one run and you're going to the ninth inning, it's still – you're going against major league hitters. They're going to make something happen, and they do. You lose 2-1 against the Yankees. All right, one of the most formidable lineups in Major League Baseball, and you've got a pitching staff along with your bullpen that takes a 1-0 lead into the ninth, and then you've got to face Judge and company. It just, I don't know how you expect to beat good teams if you can't score runs.
So the optimist would tell you the bats were going to heat up. The pessimist would tell you, well, no, what's more likely to happen is the elite bullpen is just going to be very good and not elite, because that's what I think is happening right now. Foley is a good reliever.
There
it's
is
not,
a middle
he,
ground.
He finally gave up something late in the game, and Shelby Miller finally, you know, starts giving up something on the back end. That's the bigger issue, is that their pitching was going to step back more than the offense was going to step up.
Well, but there's, okay, so you don't have to be an optimist or a pessimist. You could just simply be a realist and know that this is a team, because of what Scott Harris said, because of how they've constructed this roster, and with how we've seen them win games so far. They've come back from, you know, from a deficit 10 different times to win games.
Sure.
And AJ said it himself, it's not sustainable. We've got to find a way to generate more offense. But you have players in the lineup like Colt Keith, like Parker Meadows, like a Wenciel Perez, you know, and you go down the list, Andy Ibañez, of young players. Some are excelling. Wenciel Perez, now, he hasn't had the exposure that Colt Keith has had, about twice as the number of at-bats for Colt Keith versus Wenciel Perez. But Spencer Torkelson, this is now year three.
Yeah.
So there's a big difference between those that have had the opportunity, continue to have the opportunity, and those that are just getting their feet wet in Major League Baseball. Colt Keith, for anybody that knows anything about baseball, knows that, yes, you want to be hitting better than Colt Keith is hitting. 152 is not good. That's obvious. But when you look at his at-bats and his opportunities, sometimes he draws a walk and it's a good at-bat, or he moves a player forward simply by hitting to the opposite field. There's different things that he's doing where you're like, I think this player can get it. And he's so young, you're willing to give him time. The problem with Spencer Torkelson is he's had time. And for 80 games last year, it's what you thought you were getting. But it's not. Over the bulk of his short career, you're not getting that.
What's the goal of this baseball team?
Well, it's win games.
No, it's not. Colt Keith wouldn't be here if the goal was to win games. Luis Arraez would be here if the goal was
to
win games.
Well, that's the goal of every game. And whether you... I'm not going to sit here and say, with Spencer Torkelson, his compete level is not high. Or Colt Keith, or Ibañez, or, you know, insert any player. They got there because they're great competitors. The problem is they're at a level right now that some of them, they can't match the level of performance, not the compete level. So it's not taking a shot at an individual, nope, saying, well, he doesn't care. Even with Javi Baez, I think there is a level of caring that we're not understanding with him. He just can't hit.
Right. I'm not questioning the want to from the players. I'm saying, were they set up, and are they currently being set up to win as many games as possible during this Major League Baseball season? And I don't know how anybody with a straight face would tell me the answer is yes. Their game is the long game. The only problem with playing the long game is you better develop these prospects, because the thing with prospects is, John, they are far from promised. They don't always develop. It doesn't always pan out. Maybe they use this year as an evaluation and they have firm decisions to make next year. Okay. That's a separate conversation. My question was, what's the goal this year? And the goal this year is not to win as many games as possible. I don't know that anybody could argue with me on that. I would welcome the phone calls, welcome the ticket text.
And
their goals are not to do whatever it takes to win this year. And I'm not even saying do anything reckless. Luis Arraez, they didn't give up a top 100 prospect. The guy's got two-time batting champ. He can hit. Does he help? Does he have enough power? I don't know. I don't know, John. But I know he can hit. I know he can deliver in a way that nobody else on the infield of this team can.
Well, and you're just, I mean, we're beating a dead horse here. When you play against the Yankees, five hits is not going to get it done. one run is not going to get it done, especially if that one run is walked in. And it's just, you can't continue to go against good teams. Now, can you win that type of game against the Chicago White Sox? Sure, but that's not who you should be setting the bar with.
Friday night and last Monday against the Cardinals were, it's exactly why it's not sustainable. There is absolutely zero margin for error for this team pitching because they don't have the hitting. I mean, to me, you put this squarely on Torkelson, more so because he's been around longer, but also Keith. I mean, their productivity is so low, it is absolutely crushing this team. Torque's got the most ABs. Colt Keith, I think, has the fourth most. You have two batters in your lineup with 152 and 216 that are getting the most AB. You know, those are their averages. That's why it's not sustainable.
So they have four players batting below the Mendoza line, 200. They have five players batting below 220. That's the majority of the lineup, and it's not with any power on the trade-off where you go, okay, they're swinging at stuff, but when they contact the ball, they drive it. They're not even doing that.
But the two guys that I didn't name, you could have tolerated that.
Right.
You can't tolerate this from guys that are supposed to be part of the future. We already knew they had the garbage on the team. That's why I actually think that Scott Harris's plan is somewhat working to a degree. And that if Torkelson, who they were definitely counting on, and Keith, they didn't think would be this bad. Let me just say, what if they were both doing the bare minimum? They'd have at least two more wins, wouldn't they?
You're saying if...
So the plan would be working. Maybe they're not as good as the Yankees, but maybe they don't blow one of those 1-0 leads in the ninth.
So this is another way of saying this. You could stomach a bad bottom third of the order. There's plenty of baseball teams that have a bad bottom third, right? You catch your position, whatever. A lot of teams don't get a lot from the catcher position. Javi, you knew who Javi was, and then Parker Meadows. If those are your bottom three, it's a rough bottom three, you can deal with it. It can't be the majority of your lineup, and the difference is Torque and Keith.
Right, and Green's doing what he's supposed
he's
to do,
phenomenal.
Coming on especially. Maybe you wish it was a little more spread out and consistent. But then, you know what? Canna's doing what he's supposed to do, actually, with a little more power. Veerling is doing his... He's playing his role. Well, I know you didn't agree.
No, that's fine. They've used him well, situationally.
Right. That they're Urshela when he was healthy.
Same deal.
You know, so it comes down to these two guys that we're relying on, but more so Torque is why you have what you have, which is no sustainability.
Well, and that's the frustration, and I'm we'll get the ticket texts and the phone calls. The frustration is they do have a good pitching staff. They do manage the game well. They do use a bullpen effectively and the pinch hitters effectively. And it all feels like they're going to try really hard to squeeze every drop out of the orange. And we're going to look at the glass at the end and it's not going to be half full. That's my issue, is they're going to do everything they can, but they're going to have been held back by management before the season even started. It's 97.1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in Michigan for over 25 years, with a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. With that focus on quality, they set out to create a beer that lets you have it all. With All Day IPA, here's what you get: a refreshing and deliciously flavorful, easy drinking and high quality beer. All Day IPA is an IPA that is naturally brewed with an array of malts, grains, and hops, creating a delicious citrusy taste and a clean finish. It's the perfect beer for anyone looking to make the ordinary extraordinary and the good times great. Speaking of great times, All Day IPA is the perfect beer for anyone on game days. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find All Day IPA. All Day IPA, it's all in the taste. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's Dan Dickerson. Tigers made a rally. Didn't win. Rained out. 5-2 loss, swept by the New York Yankees. Fourth place in the AL Central, 248-539-9797. On the Torkelson point, he did have two doubles Sunday. Problem is, those are the outlier games. He is one of the worst hitters in the bigs right now. On Saturday, before the game, A.J. Hinch was asked about him moving down in the batting order, and he said, the next step is next to me, implying he would just be out and out benched. Can't get much lower. He was batting seventh on Saturday. He went 0 for Torkelson. Two strikeouts and a ground into double play in the ninth inning. That is more of who he's been this season. He does not have a home run in more than 120 at-bats this season. We played the game earlier, the due date game. Like, when does he hit his first one? It's kind of insulting, but it's also insulting to have a first baseman who doesn't hit home runs. And the question was raised about how to handle this with Torkelson. Now, we asked AJ straight up, would you send him down? No, that's not going to be good for his confidence. We haven't considered it. We're keeping him up. John, if they keep him up and bench him, I don't see the point. It's not like he is a guy that you would use in a pinch hit spot. He can't hit. It's not like he's a spot where you'd go defensive replacement late in the game. He has not been a good defender. He's not a plus base runner. For a manager who likes using all of his bench spots to squeeze out wins, Torkelson on the bench is a waste. And at that point, it becomes, we got to do what's best for our ball club. Like, as bad as our offense is, we can't waste a roster spot on a position player who's not hitting. You're going to have to figure it out in AAA because you can't figure it out in the bigs. That's where I think we're at right now.
And it's different than, obviously, Javi Baez, because Javi Baez, there's no options to send him down.
Correct.
And they still have that option for Spencer Torkelson to be able to send him down, try and get his mojo, find his swing, whatever it is. Because how are you going to do that sitting next to A.J. Hinch? Because it's not a matter of motivation. Like, if I felt like Spencer Torkelson didn't care, like, he just was out there because, hey, I was 1-1, and this is just going to happen for me. Just wait your time. Quit, you know, complaining. Like, that's not the take I get from Spencer Torkelson. I get the take that he really cares, that he wants to be able to hit. So sitting next to AJ, and you could say, well, you're going to bench him and, you know, try and re-energize him. I don't think he needs to be re-energized. I think he needs to find his swing. This is technique. It's mechanical. There's something that's not happening for him, and he needs to find it by taking more swings and getting his mojo back, and it's not going to happen next to A.J. Hinch.
And it doesn't make sense to take those swings and struggle and weigh down a baseball team that is in a winnable division. For as much as I think they're held back offensively, he is one of the biggest culprits. Your first baseman is supposed to be a guy who clears the bases. 248-539-9797. The full quote from Hinch was, "You see him steadily moving down the order. The next stop is next to me. We're trying to support him. Keep supporting him because he's a good player, but he's not in a good spot." Let's get to the phones. Steve in Mount Clemens, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. It's good to talk to you. Listen, I guess I'm going to kind of toot my own horn here a little bit. I played professional baseball in the late 70s, early 80s. I was in the Montreal Expos organization. At the time in 81, they had a really good team. They had four Hall of Famers, and it was really tough to crack the lineup, and I never did. But I was a very good hitter. What I want to say about Torkelson, really in any of these games, and I know nobody cares about him, you know, but I think that it gives me a reason to speak. The thing with Torkelson is his last year in the minors, they moved from A to, from rookie ball to A ball, from A ball to double A, from double A to triple A. His batting average continuously went down as he moved up, and his strikeout ratio continued to climb. Yet, he made the big league club. He made the big league club because of an $8 million signing bonus. Okay, it's just that simple. And as far as advanced scouting in the big leagues, you know, because he scouts these teams, they go 2 weeks before you're going to play him in a series, and they got the book on him. They've got the book. They're all pitching him the same. Get ahead with the fastball.
Early in the count, yep. Even if you throw it right down the middle of the plate.
Okay, and then they bust him back inside with the fastball.
Yep.
I watch it all when I watch him.
You're right.
You know, and I know the Tigers – go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you're right. I'm seeing the same thing you are. It's fastballs in the middle early in the count, and then it's away, 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 changeup, slider, anything to get him on the outside part of the plate, and it's got him all busted up right now.
And I agree with Hinch to a point. Listen, there is a huge difference. I played AAA ball. There is a huge difference between the AAA and the big leagues. People think that it's just this little fine thing that will get you to the big leagues. It's not. Cole Keith hit 28 home runs in AAA. Torkelson will probably hit in AAA, and they will learn nothing. They will learn nothing. There's an old saying in baseball, we used to use it all the time, a cripples hitter. A cripples hitter is a guy who's got the pitcher crippled. He's 2-0, 3-0, 3-1. He's looking for a particular pitch in a particular area, and the thing between Green and everybody else, Green don't miss it. He looks. He knows what he's looking for, and when he gets it, he doesn't miss it. That's why. That's where he has elevated himself to becoming a very good hitter in the big leagues. Torkelson is either going to figure it out,
or he's not.
Yeah. Or he's going to be gone.
Well, you're right.
He'll be gone one day.
Yeah, and I think we're getting to the point where that's kind of the next step here is he won't be here.
Yeah.
Whether that's Triple A or otherwise, he won't be here. It's still young. It's still early. He's got 1,000 at-bats. It's his third season. He plays a premium hitting position, and he's not hitting. You could overlook some of the defensive he was hitting. He's just not hitting.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe he was brought up or sped through because he was 1-1, and he was, you know, it was the $8 million, you know, contract he had for 1 year, signing bonus, call it whatever you want. But the investment in him isn't the same as the investment in other players. It's not even the same as it is in Colt Keith.
Right. And I think we see this in other sports too. You're going to give a guy a longer leash to figure it out if he was a number one pick, right? You're going to
sure. You see it everywhere that you don't want to be wrong, but this wasn't.
But,
this is where I think the Tigers do have an out. Is this wasn't Scott Harris's pick. Scott Harris has been patient with him for 2 years. Thought maybe at the end of the year they had something, but this is what you're having right now, and you don't want to discard him because all of a sudden, if he pops up somewhere else and starts hitting, then there's bigger issues. Is it the hitting coach? Now, they've cycled through hitting coaches every single year, but what is it? Why is it that Riley Green has been able to progress, but Spencer Torkelson hasn't?
Well, he may be more of a natural. Remember, he was a high school player who's just flown through every level of success through the system. They haven't really. That's the other thing. If you're going to take a step back to develop, right, you're not going for it this year, you're going to develop. Is it too much to ask that I see development? Keith, Meadows, Torkelson, anything from the catcher position? Can I see development?
Okay, so you're talking catcher position. There's a whole lot more that's going on there. Jake Rogers actually has been swinging the bat better. I mean, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, he was below 100. Now he's 179.
Woo-wee! baby. Let's go.
At least he's got three home runs, and I do see improvement from him. Now, he obviously needs to continue that trajectory.
My point is somehow they're not hitting, they're not developing. Right. Okay, I don't want to be a dead horse. Let's get to Anthony in Bloomfield Hills. Anthony, bring us a fresh perspective. You're on 97.1.
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Good.
John, going back to 1997 and Larson, your dad was a band teacher.
Yeah.
And I remember the pep rallies when you guys were about to win the national championship. And then I was in church with you sitting behind me. I was like, who's this big guy? Who's this big guy? And my dad was telling me, he's like, that's the guy you want to block for you when you're throwing a touchdown pass. So it was really cool. But going back to the Tigers, like, you gotta cycle through the players in the minor leagues, man. You gotta bring up everyone, see who can play. Torkelson, we're like 35 games into it. Zero home runs? Like, come on, man. We gotta do something different.
Yeah, then it becomes separate. Okay, you get the player. Yeah. What's best for the player? Should you send him down? Should you keep him on the bench? How can you get his timing right? How can you get his approach right? How do you do what's right for the player? And then there's also, you know, how do you do what's best for the Major League Ball Club? And is it worth seeing Justin Henry Molloy get a shot? At some point this summer, is it Jace Young if he keeps hitting? Does he get a shot? I mean, especially if your goal this season was to develop guys. I mean, does somebody else deserve those Major League ABs to see if they can stick? If Torkelson isn't.
And so you can look at it, go, all right, well, Colt Keith, it's not time to pull the trigger on him because he's so young, it's his first year. You know, Kerry Carpenter, obviously he's doing okay. You know, Parker Meadows, he's a young player that we saw at the end of last year, now at the beginning of this year, and he's not making progress. Torkelson is a completely different level. Because this is year three, a full season. He had more at-bats in every season than anybody else, and now he still has more at-bats this year, and it's just not happening. How long do you let this go?
Tiger phone calls, Tiger ticket text, 248-539-9797. We do have to make fun of the Toronto Maple Leafs before the show ends. I know Heather will have some more roast of Tom Brady in her news. It's all coming up. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. Love this trait about them. They're going to take the time to sit down with you, ask you questions like they did with me, and then they're going to build a financial plan that fits your situation the best. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app, which they just updated with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate on a regular basis to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com, First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some of your ticket text. We'll get to Heather's news, the roast of Tom Brady, and a few jokes at the Maple Leafs' expense. What better way to wrap up a Monday? Texter says, Cookies, you mentioned that they'll squeeze every drop from the orange, but the glass won't be even half full. That's because this is not a good orange. Need to go back to the produce section, Tom, in Flat Rock.
Yeah, but, okay, if we're using that analogy, if we think they're a 500 team, it'll be half full or half empty.
I think I had them just under at the end of the season. You may have had them
just over,
at the end.
Yeah. At the end of the month.
Yeah. At the end of the month, we're flip-flopped.
Yeah.
It's a long season. They're going to hover around 500. And the question is, should they have done more? Could they have done more? I brought up Luis Arraez this morning. He's a guy who's won back-to-back batting titles, 27 years old, was traded not for a top 100 prospect, not for a top 5 prospect in their organization, but more of a quantity, not quality thing.
Weird time for the trade, too.
We don't normally see May trades. But the idea from San Diego was, we're trying to win. We're trying to get a hitter. We'll figure it out. He'll play a couple different spots. We'll get creative. Meanwhile, the Tigers have nobody hitting in the infield. Arraez has technically played multiple infield positions and could DH. Does he have enough pop to be a long-term DH? No. Does he bring enough offense to help this team win more games? Absolutely. Well, what about Colt Keith at second? Well, how about Colt Keith hits? I mean, that's kind of the deal here, guys.
Well, and if you have a guy that's terrible in the field but can bat, I mean, they have a position for that.
John, they do. John, in fact, they do. Ticket Texter says, Cookies, you're right. Baez, Meadows, Keith, McKinstry, they wouldn't be here if the goal was to win games. The patience with Torkelson has gone too. It's time to make a move. Send him down to AAA. Dude, Parker Meadows is terrible, literally hitting 100, yet he's still here. What happens when the pitchers get sick and damn tired of the lack of hitting? Well, I don't think they're going to get sick of the hitting.
There's going to be a level of frustration.
Well, yes. And I do think they're going to realize, like, every time we have to win two-run games.
We're going to have to win one-run games.
One-run games. But they scored 3 runs per game this week, and they were swept. Everybody else's offense is going to heat up when the weather breaks.
Well, they're 11-2 when they score 5 runs.
Right.
The problem is, with 34 games under their belt, they've only been able to get 5 runs in 13 of those games.
I wish I had Comcast and not DirecTV.
So you didn't have to watch.
They didn't have to watch.
Well, not a lot of people are getting the chance to witness this. And the question early in the day on Twitch was, if Spencer Torkelson doesn't hit, but nobody sees it, is it really a problem?
We wrote down the date we think he'll hit his first home run. John said May 8th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Forever the optimist.
A couple days away.
Yes. And my reasoning was...
Ballpark.
The ballpark. They have, in Cleveland, right now, the 9th most home runs hit in that ballpark, and they're not a power team, so it's not all coming from the home team. If you're looking at Baltimore, and they lead the league in terms of the ballpark, most home runs, well, most of those are coming because they're hitting bombs.
Courtesy of the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
Tom said the first home run for Torkelson will come May 12th. So not that far away, guys. Well, you got to wait six more days. And
May 12th.
Like a Mother's Day gift.
Yeah.
Oh, he's along with Tom. I thought you said Ticket Texter there.
No.
Yeah. Off JV. On Sunday, Mother's Day, off. Comerica Park.
Poetic.
You know, JV's going to get too cocky against him because he thinks he's an easy out. He's going to gun one right down the middle, and Torque's going to connect.
People throw him stuff down the middle all the time. Has it made a difference? What's going to be different on Mother's Day? I just threw a dart at the board. I came up with May 25th. I think that's enough time to where he wouldn't be kicked off the team, and maybe just maybe that Saturday.
So
against
if it
the
doesn't
Blue Jays,
happen by the 25th, which happens to be my anniversary, they're going to send him down after the Toronto series, after Pittsburgh on the 29th. Hey, you're not coming to Boston with us.
Something's got to give at some point. Would be, yeah. And there is a danger that if he gets sent down, he ends up with zero. And then maybe you got to aim later in the year. My answer: August. No, you can't. You can't do that.
No.
It should have been last weekend. I said that Friday. I said, if there's a weekend for him to do it, call your shot. Short porch, Yankee Stadium, where a pop-up can be a home run. And that didn't happen.
I'm just looking to see. They play Colorado in September, but that's home. They don't play.
They not go to Coors?
No, they do not go to Coors this year.
Do they go to Cincinnati? Play at the Great American Ballpark? They don't in the first half, so if they don't in the second, then there's another golden opportunity gone.
Yeah. Nope, doesn't look like it.
How about some blame on Colt Keith? Signed Scott Sizemore on the ticket text. Oh, there we go, a little reset. Anywho, we're going to talk about a little bit of hockey before the show wraps up. Maple Leafs losing in Game 7 in overtime, agonizing fashion.
Huh. How about Boston last year? But they were up, 3-1 and then lost in 7 games. They were up 3-1 and took Toronto to 7 games and then win in overtime. And who knows what happens from here on out. But Boston is one of those fan bases where I don't mind seeing them lose either. It was kind of a catch-22, but I would much rather see Toronto get knocked out in the first round.
It was one of those, if a meteor hit the arena,
yeah,
it would have been just fine with it. Someone had to win, though, and it was Boston. I had a Red Wing revelation watching that game in that series. I want to get to that coming up at 9:50. First, Heather with the news.
We've been talking about it all morning, and if you missed it, the roast of Tom Brady aired live on Netflix last night, and things got pretty wild.
Yeah.
It was pretty intense. There was lots of people, including former teammates, comedians, coaches that were there to take lots of jabs at Tom Brady. And we talked about Jeff Ross, right? And how that got Brady out of his seat, got him a little upset by some of the jokes he made. We talked about Bill Belichick. We talked about Rob Gronkowski. Well, there was other people there. Kim Kardashian made an appearance. She got booed royally, unfortunately. I didn't think her jokes were funny, though. The things she said, mind you, I'm sure somebody wrote them for her. They were funny jokes. Will Ferrell was there. Ben Affleck made an appearance. And there was also a surprise appearance by Peyton Manning. He referred to Brady as a three-time Super Bowl loser. Those were appropriate jokes, safe for the radio. Others, most of them, were not. Brady himself did have some good cracks when he took the stage. And here are some of the things Brady said about Manning. Oh, burn.
Got him.
In other news, a 30-year-old Dearborn Heights woman has been charged after shooting her boyfriend last week. Leah Johnson was arraigned on Friday on charges of assault with intent to murder and felony firearm. She is being held on a $500,000 bond, and if posted, she will be required to wear a tether. So police say it happened last Wednesday. Officers found a 41-year-old man suffering from a gunshot wound to the neck. He was found in the bedroom of the couple's home. They say it was just a result of a verbal confrontation that turned almost deadly. I mean, escalated.
Violent.
Violent. And it definitely escalated. And the Dearborn Heights police chief is expressing concern over the growing number of domestic violence incidents and is saying that they're working to provide faster intervention and improved victim services. Here's a great story. A Michigan State Police canine named Ox is being hailed a hero after helping his handler track down a suspect in a hit and run that took place in northern Michigan. On Friday, police were called to the scene of a crash involving a car and a bicyclist. This was in Springsdale Township. When troopers arrived, they talked to this Traverse City woman, and she said that she was the driver of the car. Turns out, she later admitted she was actually the passenger. The real driver ran away on foot. Turns out that driver had a warrant out for her arrest, and troopers also found meth and a stun gun in her car. So she tried to take off. Well, that's when Ox went to work. Tracked the suspect through approximately 5 miles of swamp and thick forest. The driver was arrested, and they say the bicyclist, a 73-year-old, was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Good work there, Ox, for sure. Oh, listen to this story. A school district in Ohio went on lockdown last week when Bigfoot was spotted walking around the campus.
Mm.
Yeah, the Sasquatch was seen outside running past classroom windows, making a scene at all, you know, to all the kids indoors and obviously outdoors too, because there's some little kids out on the playground at the time. And it obviously wasn't the real Sasquatch, but it was a parent who was playing a joke, I guess, but not that funny because it obviously resulted in chaos and the kids were scared and the school had to go on lockdown. And you would look confused.
Well, yeah, I'm just a little confused because I thought most of the big people who scared people in Ohio played on the offensive line at Michigan.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Is it possible it was like a Michigan offensive lineman, you know, scaring more Ohio children?
Yeah, exactly. Some people online say that the school overreacted, said it was just some innocent fun, but others say they would not have been happy if a masked person was creeping around their kid's school, even if they knew it was a parent.
Right. Yeah, it's not cool.
No.
Don't do that. Heather with the news. Coming up next, Core Fear Unlocked, 97.1.
Hey, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It is a must to hire the right lawyer who will make sure that the insurance companies pay what they owe you. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team have been making insurance companies pay for almost 30 years, and he can help you with your injury case as well. David is ready to speak with you and share that 3 decades worth of experience with you personally right now if you call 855-65-CRASH, or go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What a pass, what a goal. It's Pastrnak, call courtesy of ESPN, and it's the Maple Leaf season over. No cups since 67, first round exits in 7 of the last 8 years. And I do think it's good to revel in a rival losing. It's good to acknowledge Toronto's shortcomings. It's healthy. But I also want to acknowledge that it is a fear of mine. This is what Iserman's trying to avoid, what Toronto has become. You have an original six franchise, super invested, and they're getting in and they're going nowhere. This is what Iserman has continued to preach, right? Is they don't want to be Toronto without saying that.
They don't want to be that team that just gets in and years backs into the playoffs. They've got a playoff run going, but they're out, what, now 8 of 9 years in the first round?
Is that not the fear that you win?
Oh,
sure. You're in the playoffs, but then you're in purgatory. Like, they don't sniff the conference finals, let alone the Stanley Cup. They've won one series in 8 years. That's the fear. That's core fear unlocked. I know it's like we can mock them, but that is the thing we are trying to avoid. When the Red Wings finally get in and break through, is not getting stalled out. And Toronto does it with a star.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They have a star.
Yeah.
And so it's, there's no perfect solution. And hopefully the way that Steve Yzerman is building it is the way that he built it in Tampa, so that you do get to the playoffs and hopefully it's sooner than later.
Make noise.
And you actually make some noise. You make a run. And then, you know, if you don't do it the first year, you do it the second year, whatever it is, but it's not just always out in the first round.
Yeah, I agree with Jim. Best avoid this problem is the playoffs altogether.
Now, I'm not going to go where Rieger when he's like, oh, I'd much rather be the Wings than the Maple Leafs. No, I'd rather get in. I'd rather get
sure.
to a game
you
seven.
You want a seat at the table.
Get me into overtime, see what happens. And the first year the Wings make the playoffs, they probably won't go on a deep run. But you don't want to get to a point where Toronto has plenty of playoff experience. These guys have played in plenty of series and cannot get over the hump. Their coach has lost 3 game 7s. They've blown 3 game 7s in this run. Yeah, they are a cautionary tale on the climb to a Stanley Cup. You do not want to be the Toronto Maple Leafs.
No. And what you want to be is a team that continues to improve. And we're hoping next year, and we have yet to hear any sort of concrete expectations from Steve Yzerman, Derek Lalonde, anybody else in that franchise other than the players, that this is a playoff team, that this is a team that's going to do something, not just get into the playoffs, but do something in the playoffs.
Yeah, Larkin was very clear. We expect to make the playoffs next year. He said that at the you know, locker room clean out. Management, Yzerman, I hope to. Well, I hope you do enough this offseason to where that becomes even his belief too. I think the fan base is already there. John, we got a ticket text. We should update this. What did your wife have to say when you got home the other day? You had to clean the house? You had an hour to do so?
Oh, yeah. Well, the cabinets, even though they're not completely finished, looked good enough for what had been done that she was enamored with the work that was done and did not, and I didn't go the flower route. I didn't, you know, try and sweeten the pot at all. It was just, hey, this is what it is, and like it or leave it, I did mop the floor.
Okay.
And so, but that part of that was just cleanup, construction cleanup. Right? But what, like, dust everywhere.
Did she, the judgy eyes, were you white, no white judgy glove eyes, treatment?
No, no. She was very excited about the fact that this is moving along because Lucy is graduating. We're trying to update the house, get some things fixed before the graduation party that we will be hosting.
Oh, so you're up against it.
Oh, yes, I'm up against
it. What's the countdown clock here?
We're about 30 days away.
Okay.
So, you got time. Yeah, the beginning of June. Yeah, but it's all a process.
But it's
and
going
there's
quick.
Other things, yes. And there's and weekends are a no-go. So it's trying to figure out when I've got time, and it's generally cuts into sleep and cuts into, you know, those hours.
While you're doing all this, this kitchen is still workable, right? Like, you guys are still cooking and eating.
Just the cabinets. Okay. We're not doing anything right now with the appliances. And even if we did with the appliances, that's a swap out. It's a new oven. It's out. You get the next one in, and they're there to put it together and make sure it functions, unlike a heat pump.
Yeah, you want me to update that?
Please do.
Everybody's dying to know about my air conditioner situation.
I kind of feel bad that I'm somewhat enjoying the struggle, but you staked the claim, you planted your flag on being able to use your air conditioning system so early in the year, and the weather was such that you couldn't even tell if it was working, and then when it needed to, it wasn't there.
I've learned so much about heat pumps, as John brings up. I have a heat pump at home. I did not install it. The previous homeowner, two or even three times over, decided to get with the trend and put in a heat pump in Michigan. All I know is in talking to three, four different heating and cooling people, places, hardly anybody has these things.
Yeah,
you do not need them in Michigan.
They're pointless in Michigan.
Yeah, the advantages you see are if you're running them all year round in like Florida, or you saw them in Virginia.
We had a heat pump, and I hated them at that time, but it was what was
common.
What everybody installed.
Yeah, so I want to be done with them, but I need a whole new AC unit because the heat pump compressor, basically the heart of the unit, is dead. It had been kickstarted, resuscitated. Previous owners did everything they could to push it across the finish line.
Hard to work with a dead heart.
Yeah, now it is. Yeah, exactly. My problem. So full replacement.
At least the weather's still not necessarily AC weather. So
to teach their own, it might be AC weather to some people.
It's beautiful. Open the windows up.
Yes. We did.
And have you maybe changed your stance a little bit?
I will say this. I have been surprised.
There you go.
I'm not saying it's my preference.
We're learning.
But I have been surprised at how not as miserable as I thought it would be. It is.
It hasn't been that hot yet.
I know.
At all. Okay. And here's the thing, is the nights are cool.
Yeah,
so you have natural AC, you let the cool air come in,
and then you trap it
by closing the windows.
Yes, and then you run your fans, and you do the whole thing.
Yeah. Piece of work.
So
you
me or the heat pump?
No,
because I'll tell you, this heat pump is a piece of work.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of my house ASAP.
That's a home inspection there.
Yeah, that's on you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Want to blame the previous, homeowner, but
I didn't install it. I never would have installed this.
Did you? He's not the home inspector.
But you would have had an inspection when he bought the house.
And you review it, and you say, okay,
what am I going to do?
Maybe
I'm not buying it.
Maybe the guy didn't disclose it.
Well, it's pretty obvious. I mean, these are pretty big units.
Didn't disclose it.
Hey, I don't know what this thing looks like. First time I've heard of it was on this show, a heat pump. You bought a house with a heat pump, something that's not in Michigan. I'm just saying that,
look. It's like 15 years old. It shouldn't be
I didn't know. I mean, some people, they'll go through a home and they'll just be like, yeah, nothing. Don't know hardly anything about it.
But that's why you hire somebody to perform the inspection, and then you review the inspection.
Coming from somebody who had a home inspector fail them, and we don't have the time to get into that. Yeah. Thanks a lot, guy. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying maybe the same thing happened to Jim.
Well, it wasn't going to be a deal breaker. Oh, it's got a heat pump. We're not going to buy the house.
No, but you could have knocked a few grand off the purchase price.
Well, apparently they're supposed to be a selling point. You know, they're energy efficient, and
Comes
with the EV.
The EV's convenient. This is anything but convenient. Go ahead, Tom.
The inspector, he was trying to tell you about the heat pump, and you're more worried about, can I install a catio here?
Is there clearance on the wall?
It's not going to block this duct, is it?
Yeah, that's what's most important.
Can we pump it into the catio as well, just to make sure?
How do all these hairballs affect the heat pump?
Okay, thanks, Tom.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.